Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Woody, I guess you figured out, like, South Florida's got a lot of friggin' people living in it. And there's traffic everywhere. But you're getting better on those things, although you're trying really hard to get fired from this. You keep waiting for management to go, you've been so bad you don't have to do it anymore. All right, let's go to Eric Reed. He's a smart one. He lives up in Boca, man. He's a smart guy. He joins us. Eric, how are you this morning, bud?
Joe, leave that kid alone, would you?
He's trying. Hey, Eric, he's trying so hard. He's so tight. Now he doesn't know where anything is. He's lived here his whole life, and he doesn't know, and he just keeps waiting for management, going, all right, you were so bad, we're gonna get somebody. But how you doing, Eric?
Hey, listen, tell him this. No, don't play in traffic. I'm doing great. The game was on TNT last night. I got to sit in the seats next to my wife. I got to hear her analysis during the course of that game. More than I wanted, actually. But, no, it was a great finish. And one of the best wins this year, Joe, and I'll tell you why, because they didn't let an awful shooting game take away from their effort. I mean, they shot 36% and won. It's the first time they've shot 36% or less in a game and won since 2010, Joe. That doesn't happen often in the NBA. So, you know, so often you see teams, when they're not shooting well, just let down. But with their defense and their rebounding and their ability to force turnovers, they were able to sort of gut and grit their way to an ugly win, but a really meaningful victory without Jimmy Butler last night.
So Eric, I want to ask you about Bam. We just, like yesterday in the playoffs, and this guy, we gave him all this money, and he's saying he never gets the ball and they don't have anything. That guy went out and worked on his game because he is shooting with so much confidence. I thought what he did late in that game, 30 and 15 on the night, but hit some big shots. You see it every night, his improvement in his game offensively.
You know what? This is the first time I've even thought about it, and I don't think anybody's mentioned it. You know, maybe he's in the most improved player conversation. He is so much better offensively. He's always been terrific on the defensive end, a better than average rebounder for his position. But, you know, to be a 22 and 10, the best scorer in the paint in the NBA. And I think for a little while he was concerned with where his shots were coming from and thought he had to increase his range. And now it's not about that. It's about getting the touches. And he's getting 16 shots a game, Joe. That's a career high for him. And it's not just right underneath the rim. It's anywhere in that painted area. So he's got, you know, 15-foot range with his ability to do what he wants with the dribble and facilitate. Now he's becoming a volume scorer. He's one of the best players in the league right now. There's no question he's going to be an all-star. And now he is finally, you know, at a place where he's worked to get to. One of the great players in the NBA, and it's on both ends of the court, and it's every single night. He had 21 and 12 rebounds in the second half of that game last night, He scored three big baskets in the Heat's 15-0 run late in that game.
You know, I can't even imagine, because you have to do the games and prepare, and you get there, and they go, oh, Jimmy's not playing, this guy's not playing. Have you ever seen anything like this season with guys? And not that they've been real serious and they're out for the year, but guys from night to night not playing. Have you ever seen anything like this with this Heat basketball team?
Well, I think it's throughout the league. This is the way it is in 2023. And forget what it's like to be, you know, as a broadcaster. Look, you know, think about as a coach, but you know, as a broadcaster, you do your prep for each game, and then you sort of put that to the side and tell the story of each game as it unfolds, Joe. And you know, it's great to have a plan, but you know, I think as a broadcaster, certainly as a coach, you better be ready to change that plan at a moment's notice. And I don't, you know, it's always been a challenge to coach at the professional level, Joe, in any sport, because you're dealing with grown men and you're dealing with a lot more games than you have to deal with, you know, on the collegiate level. But, you know, now to coach in the NBA where practice time has been so limited and where it's a kinder, gentler league to the players, and where you don't know from one night to the next who's going to be available. And I think that's one of the things that Eric Spoelstra has done ridiculously well. You know, each game he figures out who he's got available,
right,
and how he could best use those guys to win that particular game.
I just love all the stories that listen, we all like the underdog, man. Everybody likes that guy that's been in the G League and played a lot for the Blue Coats in Delaware and then finally gets a chance. Haywood Highsmith, 15-10 quietly off the bench last night. And his story, I mean, I had to look it up. I was like, I got to know more. Man, this guy, nothing's been handed to this guy. He had to go overseas, a lot of G League in there getting bounced around, and now another one of those guys getting a chance to play.
You know, it's really – I'm glad you mentioned him, Joe. I went to Coach Spoh's post-game press conference and specifically asked him about the game Haywood Highsmith played. You know, he played over 30 minutes in the game. He had the 15-10, as you mentioned. 9 of those 15 points, Joe, came in the fourth quarter when he went 3-for-3, including a couple of triples. But what really caught my attention, the points were big, especially in the fourth quarter. His defense on Jason Tatum in the second half was spectacular. I mean, Tatum only had 10 points in the second half with 5 turnovers. They held him to 3 points in the fourth quarter. And I know the Heat played a lot of zone defense in the second half against Boston. But Highsmith was picking up Tatum full court. He made his life as miserable as possible. And, it was the best game I've ever seen Haywood Highsmith play. Listen, we got 10 undrafted players on the roster right now. I don't think there's any question when you talk to coaches around the league, there's no team that discovers and develops talent better than Miami. To have 10 undrafted players on your roster and be, you know, in the top 6 in the East, it's a phenomenal accomplishment for a scouting staff and a coaching staff and a basketball ops group that continues to understand what it is they're looking for and how to develop players. And Joe, listen, there were times last night where it was painful to watch us on the offensive end. We have struggled to score enough points all year.
Right.
You know, the Heat still last in the league in scoring, but they're figuring out how to win anyway. And they're, you know, they've out-rebounded the last 7 teams they've played. They're beating teams up in the paint. They're forcing turnovers and generating enough offense off of that. And now, you know, in a league where, listen, 109 points a game shouldn't be last in the league,
right,
but it is now in the NBA. It's almost impossible to hold teams under 100, and the Heat are starting to do that on a regular basis.
So I do want to ask you a question. I'm just curious because we've been such a good three-point shooting team through the years. What do you see different? Is it the looks they're getting? Is it confident? What do you see why they're, I think, 27th going into the game last night?
Joe, for a man that doesn't get much sleep, you ask damn good questions, brother. Real good. I mean, that's been the mystery of the season for me, trying to figure out, you know, what's wrong with the Heat's three-point shooting this year. They were first in the league in three-point percentage last year. They're in the mid-20s this year. Listen, the easiest thing to point to is your two best three-point shooters, Duncan and Max. And right now, Duncan Robinson's out with a hand injury. You know, Max Strus, I think we all used to look at him just as a three-point shooter. Now we understand he's a lot more than just that. But they're both those guys are closer to 30% than they are 40%. You know, while Tyler Hero and Caleb Martin were shooting well from three, you know, early in the season, they've leveled off. And for whatever the reason, it's just instead of a strength, it's turned into a liability. You hope it's going to continue. I think the biggest thing for Miami is, you know, priority one, even in a league where the three-point shot is king, get the ball inside the BAM. Get those touches in the paint.
Right.
Get Jimmy driving into the paint. The more that ball gets into the paint, the more you collapse defense and can kick it out to three-point shooters. You know, there's so many schools of thought on the three now, Joe. Some people in the league feel any three is a good three, just get them up there. I think there's a lot more that goes into it than that. It's how you generate your three-point looks. And, you know, what's frustrating but you could live with is if you're getting open threes and they're just not going in. You, as a coach, you can't do more than that. You cannot put the ball in the basket for your team. But if you can generate open looks off penetration and ball movement, I think you live with the results.
Yeah, last night I thought an extra pass, they got some really good looks and made them, by the way, real open looks, like looked like practice threes where they were really, really good. So yeah, this thing's up.
And last night you got 4 out of 4 from three from Haywood Highsmith. So, you know, it doesn't matter who they come from,
right,
as long as you get them, especially when you need them.
It's been a crazy year. And by the way, as you said, Eric, it's not just lack of practice time in the NBA. I'm seeing it in the NFL, man. After games, it's about, all right, guys, go get healthy, and we'll get these game plans in. I don't think anybody's practicing that hard anymore. I don't. I think everybody's a game time decision, and you hope on Saturday the guy goes, "Hey, I think I'm good to go tomorrow." Great, great, you're in, man. It's a different time in sports, isn't it? Overall,
it really is, Joe. And think about, like, the, you know, with the time you do in the NBA, it's for a number of reasons. One, they've lessened the amount of back-to-back. So now if you're playing every other day and you just have one day off between games, it's you know, a coach has to decide, what does my team need more, you know, the work or the rest? And I think it just puts more pressure and importance on how a coaching staff uses his shoot-arounds.
Right.
They turn into more like a light but real practice. And how a coach uses his film session, and how attentive is his team. You know, I think one of the most important things, and I'm sure your coach with the Dolphins did it. I know that Eric Spoelstra does it. Very clear in pointing out to his team the things that lead to winning and the things that lead to losing, and how to avoid one and how to get to the other. And you always hear Coach Spo talking about getting to our game. We know what that game is. This year, it's and every year, it's always defense first in Miami. But this is a team that's got a lot of scrappy, instinctive, anticipatory players on the defensive end. We're good at forcing turnovers. And with a team that has struggled to score enough, that's the area that is helpful. Well, I think last night it was 17-8 in points off turnovers. The Heat only committed 8 turnovers.
Right.
So we're starting to win in that area. If you get more shots on goal, you got a better chance to win that game. And the shoot 36%. And I know the Celtics were shorthanded last night. And by the way, they are an outstanding team. Even without 3 starters last night, they ran their sets. They did their thing. They generate a lot of open shots. They're a very good team. And they got a chance to get back to the finals again this year. But to beat that team, even with them missing 3 starters, the Heat were missing their premier player, again, to shoot 36% and still find a way to win, it's just a phenomenal victory. And for the first time this year, Joe, 5 games over 500. You know, as you look at the East, you got to be in the top 6 in each conference to make the playoffs. 7 through 10, you go into the play-in.
Yeah.
So right now, as we approach game 50, they're 2 behind Cleveland. They're a game up on the Knicks. You know, the next couple of games, you got Orlando coming in on Friday. Don't take it for granted. They're getting better. They just beat Boston, too. They just got Jonathan Isaac back. Then you go to Charlotte, to Cleveland, and to New York. So you're going to be playing the two teams, one that's right behind you and one that's right in front of you. I really think the most drama and the best part of our regular season is what's coming up.
Going to be fun down the stretch here. Eric, thanks, buddy. Really appreciate you coming on with us this morning. You take care of yourself.
Always good talking to you, Joe.
Thanks,
buddy. Best to you, and enjoy the rest of the NFL playoffs. Should be great weekend.
Thank you. And we'll talk Jets Dolphins someday, you and I, over ice cold beer. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Poor Eric. Being a Jets fan has not been easy. All right, listen. Got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Got more to get to, like Choice Mortgage. And my man Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage and his 30 years of experience. Oh, my gosh. He calls me 2 days ago. Hey, Joe, fixed-rate mortgage is back in the fours, man. Lock it in today. Tell people, come on, you need to get cash out. New home purchase, debt consolidation, home improvement. So he's firing all these things that might sound like something you need. And getting approved within hours and not months, and the runaround and how long it takes with banks. When this guy goes, I work 7 days a week. I don't work banker's hours. I'm ready to go right now. Free credit, evaluation check, foreclosure bailout, reverse mortgages, 62 and older. Reverse mortgage might be perfect for you to stay in your home and get that equity out right now as you get ready to retire. Investment property mortgages. Listen, he does it all. And he does it with fantastic service and a lot of experience, man. I'm just telling you right now, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is going to work his butt off to get you the best rates and to get you approved quickly, especially if you need that second mortgage. You're upside down and you need debt consolidation. The guy's ready to go. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. That is Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage's cell phone number. 561-441-2730. So, hey, make sure you check them out. NMLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Either without notice, he's an equal housing lender.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.